Hello, my name is Michael Spicer. Welcome to my show. Right now it's August 2019. This whole episode is set in August 2019, by the way, because, well, that's when it happened. Anyway, thanks to a couple of successful sketches I created on Twitter called The Room Next Door, I am what is considered an internet sensation. However, internet sensationalism doesn't have an income bracket, which is why I'm hurtling through Ebbsfleet at 200 miles an hour so I can be at my desk writing engaging copy about kitchen worktops by 12:55. You see, I've just given my first ever radio interview for Emma Barnett at BBC Radio 5 Live, and I'm now rushing back to my office in Kent to do an afternoon shift because I don't have enough annual leave to book the whole day off. Hello, you all right?
You're not going to believe this.
What?
Leo called me into his office this morning, okay, and he said, Roberta, I'm going to cut straight to the point. Your first responsibility is to roll
We're just going through a tunnel.
By the end of the week. Yeah,
and can you hear me? We're just going through a tunnel. This is my wife, Roberta, on the phone. She's played by the actor and comedian Ellie Taylor because my real wife isn't an actor.
He said it so casually, I thought he must be joking, but then he said he'd like it done by the end of the week. Can you believe that?
Sorry, dear, we went through a tunnel. You'll have to say that again.
Why didn't you tell me that?
Because we went through a tunnel.
Leo called me into his office this morning, okay, and he said, Roberta, I'm going to come straight.
No, another tunnel. Why do tunnels conspire this way? Why are they strategically placed throughout the rail network of Great Britain to cut out phone conversations between tired, stressed-out couples? Now I'm left with the dilemma of saying, I'm sorry, dear, we entered another tunnel, or you're kidding, really? And hoping that she just follows it up with more information so I can just piece it all together like Poirot.
He said it so casually, I thought he must be joking, but then he said he'd like it done by the end of the week. Can you believe that?
You're kidding.
You went through another tunnel again, didn't you?
How did you know that?
Because you never say you're kidding. That's not something you say.
Right. Yep, you're right. I don't. Why did I choose a phrase I never say?
You know what? Forget it. We'll talk tonight.
Okay, dear. Sorry about the tunnels.
Don't apologise for the tunnels.
Good. That was good. I'm glad that all happened.
Tickets, please.
Yes, yeah, certainly. Oh, it's Peter Curran. Hello, Peter. Long time no see. I haven't seen you since the pilot.
Well, that makes sense, since neither you or I exist outside this series.
That's a fair point. So what, are you a train conductor now?
No, Michael. You made me assume this role to help you deal with your inevitable self-doubt regarding this morning's interview with Emma Barnett.
Oh, well, given that you're essentially a product of my unconscious mind, how do you think the interview went?
Fine.
Right. Great. Well, that's put a lot of my insecurities to bed, thank you.
It's my pleasure, and if you need me again, you know where to find me.
I don't, actually.
I'm located just between your capacity for moral responsibility and a looped memory of that time you said totes during a job interview.
Right. Do you want to see my ticket, or...?
Yeah, go on, why not? May as well earn the credit.
So, here I am, dead on 12:55. Of course, no one here knows I was on Radio 5 Live this morning. I haven't told anyone about my recent viral shenanigans. A, because it's extracurricular and so therefore a bit iffy. And B, I've spent the last 9.5 years cultivating an office persona which is largely insipid and unengaging so that I can get through the day. Good afternoon, Josephine.
I'm not sure that's the way you should address your new line manager, Michael.
What?
Have you not heard the news? I'm your new line manager.
Okay. What?
We had a meeting this morning, but obviously you weren't here. I'm your new line manager.
Right. What?
I know.
Just to keep you up to speed, Josephine was part of customer sales, and now she's my new line manager in marketing. This is bad news. Not because I wanted the job, but because Josephine and myself will now be required to work together, which is a bit like asking a fork to work with a toaster.
This isn't a problem for you, is it, Michael? I mean, I know we don't always see eye to eye.
No, it's not a problem at all. I'm very happy for you. I mean, yes, OK, we've had our disagreements in the past, but I don't see why we can't just use this positive news as an opportunity to start a new leaf.
Actually, the correct saying is turn over a new leaf.
Right, yes.
Start a new leaf doesn't make sense.
No. Has anyone got a fork?
And so Leo tells me in no uncertain terms that Alexandra's position no longer exists at the company and I have to make her redundant. That's literally going to be my first task when I start the new role on Monday.
Oh, you and Alexandra are quite close, aren't you?
Well, yeah, we've always got on because she's such a good worker. Plus, she makes these incredible apple and cinnamon muffins whenever it's someone's birthday.
Oh, I remember now. That was when you made up an entirely fictional Christian holiday so that she'd make more muffins. What was it called?
What? Oh, I can't remember.
Yes, you do. It got completely out of hand and you had to hastily create a Wikipedia page.
No, I don't remember that.
Well, let's have a look. Here it is. St. Kavanagh's Day.
Why is that still on there?
Thought to originate in 1320 when the Lord Chancellor of England, James Kavanagh, was canonised by Pope John the 22nd and celebrated with a basket of apple and cinnamon muffins, preferably with Braybones and not Granny Smith. Oh my goodness, you specified a preference for which apple you wanted on the fake Wikipedia page.
Michael, what relevance does this have to the episode?
Where did you get James Kavanagh from?
From Kavanagh QC, the courtroom drama with John Thorne.
Oh, yeah.
Look, can we carry on with the storyline, please? Otherwise people are going to start switching over to talk radio.
Roberta, this is Radio 4. Radio 4 audiences don't switch over to anything, ever. And they certainly wouldn't be switching over to talk radio, otherwise they'd be listening to this.
It's 7 minutes past 11. I'm Mike Pipes, and tonight we're asking, what on earth is wrong with wolf whistling? I'm joined by feminist author Katrina Seagrove, who has a book out, although I shouldn't be here. Katrina, thank you for joining us.
Thank you. It's very late.
Yeah. Let's go to the phones. Jeff from Folkestone, you're on the air.
Hello, Mike. Well, all I want to say is that wolf whistling has nothing to do with sex.
All right, what is it to do with?
Wolves.
What?
You go straight for the men in this argument, but you seem to be forgetting about the originators of wolf whistling. Wolves. And wolves didn't whistle to oppress anyone, love.
Wolves didn't whistle at all. Wolves can't whistle. It's got nothing to do with wolves.
Well, so why do we call it wolf whistling?
I don't know.
A feminist doesn't have all the answers. That's a first.
Can I plug my book now?
Not yet. We've got three more callers on the line, all called Jeff. So let's get to the next Jeff. Jeff, you're on the air.
Hello, is this me?
What have you got planned this evening?
I think I might try another Room Next Door sketch with Donald Trump this time.
Well, before you do, there's a Paw Patrol puzzle on the bed. Can you wrap it up for me?
Who's that for?
Robin's friend. It's his birthday tomorrow.
Oh, no. Don't tell me we're going to a children's birthday party on a Saturday.
Yep. At Lord Softy's Adventure Playhouse.
Is there any chance Lord Softy's Adventure Playhouse is a portrait gallery or a really quiet tea room?
There's sellotape in my drawer.
An economy based on wind.
No, don't talk about wind. You don't know anything about wind.
Yet I know windmills very much.
No, you don't.
I've studied it better than anybody.
No, you haven't.
I know it's very expensive.
No, it's not.
They're made in China.
No, not all of them.
Very few made here.
42,000 have been made here.
Almost none. But they're manufactured...
Look, just get back to the reason why we need clean energy. You know, talk about air pollution, fumes, gases.
Tremendous fumes, gases.
Good, now give them some detail.
You know, we have a world, right?
More detail than that.
So the world is tiny compared to the universe.
Okay, forget detail. Just try talking less like a four-year-old who's eating too many fizzy sweets.
So they make these things.
Oh, please, if you're going to talk about windmills, just make it balanced.
They're noisy.
Fine, but on the other hand...
They kill the birds. You want to see a bird graveyard?
That's not a thing.
Go under a windmill someday.
Oh, please stop. You know nothing.
You'll see more birds than you've ever seen ever in your life.
That's not true. That's not true for anyone on Earth.
If you shoot a bald eagle, they want to put you in jail for 10 years.
No, 1 year.
A windmill will kill many bald eagles.
So do power cables and glass skyscrapers, you stupid sock. Can you see the boys anywhere?
They're taking the twisty slide into the ball pit.
Oh, I told them to stay away from the ball pit.
Why? There's nothing wrong with a ball pit.
Have you ever been hit with a ball from a ball pit?
Oh, Michael.
It's no joke. I can tell you, I was nearly concussed.
Nearly concussed isn't a thing.
Where are they now?
They're on the zip wires.
Oh, no. Is there sufficient padding in case they fall?
There's one cushion between the rotating knives, yes.
Roberta.
Look, it's 10 o'clock on a Saturday morning and all I can hear and smell are children. Can we just get a coffee?
OK.
How's the Trump sketch doing?
Oh, really well. People still seem to be enjoying this character.
Wow. This is so exciting. To think, you might have finally come up with the idea that launches your career.
Mm. Yes, well, let's not go overboard. It's great that people like it, but remember, we have been here before. I post a sketch and people share it and then they move on. You know, messing around online doesn't really have what you call career prospects.
Oh, Michael, what's wrong with going overboard? What's wrong with taking the twisty slide into the ball pit from time to time? You've got to embrace it.
Oh, you can't go down a twisty slide. It's too twisty for a grown man, take my word for it. They had to send a pack of children down it to dislodge me.
Oh, hello, Elliot. How's the birthday boy?
Oh, I was having a great time. Thank you for coming, both of you. I know a children's party at the Soft Play Centre isn't the first thing a parent wants to do on a Saturday morning, particularly if weekends are precious to you.
I write engaging copy for a kitchen worktop company. Weekends are as precious to me as the One Ring forged in the fires of Mount Doom by the Dark Lord Sauron himself.
Can you stop internalising and actually talk to people when you're out?
Fine.
Oh, I'm not sure you've been properly introduced. Elliot, this is Michael.
Oh, hello. Yes, I've seen you on the school run most mornings, often with a scooter over your shoulder. In fact, I call you Scooter Shoulder because I don't know your name. I don't know why I said that.
Oh, I know who you are.
Do you? Why? Oh, were you there when I swore during the nativity?
No.
Oh. The Star of Bethlehem was attached to a beam above me and it fell and cracked me on the head during a rendition of Little Donkey.
He was nearly concussed.
No, I was talking about your videos.
Oh, you mean my sketches? You watch my sketches?
I do, yes. They're very funny. I'm a big fan of your stuff.
Wow. Thank you. That's very, Sorry, this has never happened to me before. What am I supposed to say?
In fact, I was a fan before your Room Next Door sketches.
Really?
Yes. I remember this great video you did a couple of years ago, which I think was a promotional video for a kitchen worktop company or something.
Oh, yes, that was a video I did for my current employers. They let me do it because I said it would go viral and boost sales.
And did it?
No.
It was very good, though. Very original. I reckon if you put that out again now, it would do a lot better, you know, what with your soaring media profile attached to it.
I don't know about that.
No, honestly, mate, I think if you carry on like this, you could be the next James Acaster.
James Acaster is 8 years younger than me.
Well, you could be the next weirdly older James Acaster.
I think you should repost that video. Trust me.
What is this video? I'm having trouble remembering.
Oh, I'll tell you. We made it back in 2015. Elliot, could you not play that harp when I'm trying to reminisce?
Ah, sorry.
Thanks.
And cut. Well done, everyone. Let's take a break for lunch and be back here in an hour. You've all done brilliantly this morning, so let's keep this energy going this afternoon, yeah?
Is just you and me, Michael?
I know, but I'm the director. That's what I'm supposed to say, isn't it?
Yes, yeah, but it is just me here. So, you know, you can call me Seb if you want.
Oh, fair enough. Right, lunch, everyone.
It was November 2015. David Bowie and Victoria Wood were still alive. The United Kingdom was a healthy and active member of the European Union, and I was making a humorous promotional video for no money in a cold kitchen furniture warehouse. The world made a tad more sense back then.
So you work for this company full-time, then?
Yes, I'm their copywriter, but I convinced them to let me do this video because I really do think it has the potential to go viral and boost sales. You know.
Wow.
Once again, it did neither of those things. So, what about you? Is acting your full-time profession?
As of today, it is, yes. Yeah. Acting's never paid the bills. I've always been realistic about that. Consequently, I've always had a full-time job. But last month, I was made redundant as an optimization executive for an athleisure company.
I've no idea what you just said.
Neither have I. No. That's why I was made redundant as an optimization executive for an athleisure company. And so, here I am, full-time, job-in actor, ready and willing to face the challenges it brings.
Goodness me. Are you scared? Or?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I was at first. But then I said to myself, do you know what? This is just what you've always wanted. You should be thanking your employers for taking away your safety net. There's no room for speculation or postulating now. You've just got to get out there and grasp the opportunity with both hands. This is your time to make your dream a reality. So, here I am.
Wow. I must say, I'm completely in awe. Even if you are currently dressed as an 8-foot-tall hot water tap.
Yeah. Could you cut up my quiche? The big novelty Mickey Mouse gloves are just a bit cumbersome.
Oh, yes, of course. I wish someone would take my safety net away from me.
Well, you know, you could always take your own safety net away from you.
Dear me, no.
What are you up to? You seem more focused than usual.
Well, if it's okay with you, I'm thinking about posting the 2015 promotional video again.
What? That weird video of you and a man dressed as a kitchen tap? It was a disaster.
It wasn't a disaster. It just wasn't watched by anyone.
Don't do anything yet. I think I should run it by Adam.
Ah, well, I saved you a job. I just saw him in the corridor and he said it was a great idea. We both agreed the company needs a little online boost ahead of our autumn marketing campaign. So.
I see. This hasn't got anything to do with your recent activity on Twitter, has it?
Oh my God, she knows about my recent Twitter activity. She knows I'm on Twitter. Josephine knows I'm on Twitter. That's it, it's over. The people I work with now know I do comedy on Twitter. They've seen me in my living room wearing wigs and hats and putting on silly voices. Oh God, may the earth form a chasm beneath me and swallow me into its fiery core. What do you mean, recent activity?
I've seen your sketches on Twitter. You've got quite a following now. Is it your intention that your newfound fans see it, so it gets more of an audience this time?
Well, yes, that's exactly my intention, Miss Marple. Well done. Give yourself a pat on the back and a custard cream. Have you made Alexandra redundant yet?
No. I'm procrastinating. And I'm going to keep procrastinating until someone says, Roberta, I think we should have a meeting about your procrastinating. And I'll keep putting that meeting off too.
Is there any sign that Alexandra maybe sees her job as a safety net?
What?
Well, I don't know. Does she have a secret desire to do something else with her life?
No. Don't think so. She's a DJ at the weekends, but I don't think she harbours any desires to...
Aha! So, if you made her redundant, maybe you'd be setting her on a path to career fulfilment, do you see? You could begin a new chapter for her. You'd be taking away her safety net.
Tickets, please!
You're talking about safety nets as if they're a bad thing. They're not. Safety nets are good. Safety nets stop you falling down and breaking your neck. What's your point?
Don't think of yourself as the villain in this. Think of yourself as the hero.
Where is this coming from?
He's making this all about himself.
Oh, yeah, I see.
This is all to do with Seb. He saw what Seb did with his life when he was made redundant back in 2015, and he's hoping the same happens to him.
Right, so that's why we're going for drinks with Seb tonight.
No, we're just catching up, that's all. I want to see what he's been up to since we did the video together. And Peter, can I ask you please not to keep bending reality this way? You're not some all-seeing oracle. You're a train conductor on a high-speed service from Dover Priory to St Pancras, calling at Folkestone Central, Folkestone West,
Ashford International, Ebbsfleet International, Stratford International, and St Pancras International.
Thank you, that saved me a job.
I must say, this was a bit of a surprise, hearing from you.
Yeah, well, I've been thinking about the video we did together recently, and I just thought, I wonder what Seb's up to now.
I'm an optimization executive for a cruise line.
Fantastic. Sorry, what?
I tried, Michael. Gave it my best shot, you know. Toiled away for virtually a year, but... just didn't get the break I needed.
So you're not acting at all now?
Nah, no. But I'm okay with it, you know? Despite some knockbacks, I had a great year, and now I'm enjoying what I do.
Michael said you were in a film with Scarlett Johansson.
Technically, yes. I was her hands.
Her hands?
Yes, yeah. There was a lot of close-up handwork required in one of her action movies, and although she's a great actor, unfortunately her hands are not... up close, it's like looking at a cluster of sausages. So they hired me to be her hand double.
But you're a man.
I know, but, well, if I'm going to be honest about it, I've got beautiful hands.
Yes, but you're a man. It doesn't make sense. Why would they hire a man? Oh, my God, you do have beautiful hands.
Oh, yes.
They look like they belong to a Disney princess.
Thank you.
Where did they come from?
Roberta.
I'm sorry, but... these hats, have you seen them? They are exquisite. They look like they were made from porcelain by a team of elves.
So, for most of this time, you've been an optimization executive for a cruise line?
No, I've been all sorts of things. I've been a leisure centre manager, trained as a driving instructor. I even set up my own consultancy firm to help bosses streamline their businesses. To be honest, I'm still not sure what I want to do with the rest of my life, but frankly, who does?
Wait a minute, you help bosses streamline their businesses?
I did.
I don't suppose you could give me a few tips on how to make employees redundant without them hating you forever, could you?
Tickets, please.
Well, that didn't go the way I wanted it to.
I'm sure Seb's very sorry he didn't live up to your expectations.
Scarlett Johansson's hands. Can't be true, can it?
Hand modelling is actually a very lucrative business.
Is there any chance I could get a train without you on board?
He seemed happy. He liked the idea of not knowing what's coming next.
I wanted him to be a success.
He is a success.
I mean a success in doing the thing that he loves.
People's goals and ambitions change over time. It didn't strike me that Seb was in any way resentful about not being an actor. And why should he be your barometer for success anyway? You're two totally different people. I mean, look at him. Look how adventurous he is, taking risks all the time, trying new things. That's not you.
Thank you.
Well, it isn't. Your thing is doing comedy online, and that's what's working for you. You just have to keep going. You shouldn't have to rely on other people's stories to tell your own.
Well, that's a very good line. Can I use that?
No! Get your own material! How's your reposted promotional video doing, anyway?
It's on 10,000 likes.
Wow. Elliot was right.
Hmm.
What?
I've also got an email from Josephine. She wants to see me in the boardroom tomorrow morning.
About what?
I don't know, but she says it's urgent. She's given it a red flag and everything. Now, why has she done that? Why has she sent me a purposely ambiguous email like that at 10 o'clock in the evening? I'm not going to get a wink of sleep tonight now.
Well, just reply and ask her what it's regarding.
I can't do that.
Why not?
Because although I want to know, I don't really want to know. It's got to be bad news, hasn't it? What am I going to do? I'm going to be up all night.
Well, you could fade out right now and fade into tomorrow.
I guess I could do that. What happens now?
Shh! You've not faded into tomorrow yet.
Oh. Where are we?
We're in the silent abyss between two scenes.
I can't see a thing.
That's because technically nothing exists in this space.
But we exist, don't we?
It's a bit late in the episode for metaphysics, Michael.
That's true. Besides, I think they're doing an hour on metaphysics on talk radio right now.
Michael? Is that you outside the door?
Oh, yes, it appears that I am. Outside the door.
Well, do you want to come in?
Yes.
Well, then come in.
Right. Yes. Here I come. To have the meeting. Yes. Turning the handle now to open the door. Good morning.
Shut the door and take a seat, please.
Shutting the door. I hate shutting the door. Shutting the door is for people in trouble.
It has come to my attention that you posted our promotional video from 2015 on your social media channels yesterday.
Yes. You saw me do it. And as we established, Adam said it was okay.
Adam gave you permission to repost the video from our social media channels. You posted it from your social media channels. What you did yesterday was promote yourself, not us.
Oh. Well, I guess that is one way of looking at it.
Is there another way of looking at it?
Yes, there is another way of looking at it, from South America. Can I leave now?
The only conclusion I can make is that you deliberately misled me and Adam.
No. I posted the video because I wanted to do two things. Firstly, to spread the name of our company further on social media so we get more people interested in our products. Our quality products. Our quality products. And secondly... Why did you say two things? She doesn't need to know about the second thing. Well, you're going to have to say it now, aren't you big meringue?
Okay. And secondly, to, as you say, give myself a little, to show people that I...
To promote that, yourself again.
Well, yes. Again, though, I reiterate that I posted the video to help us both...
Out. And again, I reiterate that you didn't do that. You only helped yourself.
I didn't set out to mislead you, Josephine. I promise.
OK, I'm going to give you the benefit of the doubt, but I feel I need to say this. I want your reassurance that your future lies with us. I can't have people working for me who are constantly looking for escape routes. You're either part of this family or you're not.
Family?
Do I make myself clear?
Yes, 100%.
Apart from the family thing, that was weird. You're a digital marketing manager, not Tony Soprano.
Look, it's so lit.
Have we got any ibuprofen?
Yes, we have children, remember? We have ibuprofen in every drawer in this house. So, how did Alexandra take it?
Oh, yeah, she was fine. Yeah, she sang a song, actually. She sung Young Hearts Run Free, then she just cartwheeled out the door.
Okay, I'm assuming that...
Yeah, it was awful. I took Seb's advice. I tried to cushion the blow as much as I could with various techniques. But in the end, I had to tell a person they don't have a job anymore.
Right. So, not a great day.
No. What about yours?
My job's hanging by a thread because my employers know that I want to be a comedian.
What?
Hmm. Yeah. The secret's out. I've got to be a model employee now. I've got to convince them that I'm committed to this job.
Well, how are you going to do that?
I've got no idea. I guess I've just got to show, the word where you seize control of a situation. Like,
initiative?
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, I need some of that.
Yeah, well, not struggling to remember the word would be a good start.
Are you awake?
Yep.
Me too.
What are you thinking about?
Losing my job, being unable to monetize my creative output, you know, the usual.
Oh, did you catch any of the Andrew Neil interview with Boris Johnson this evening?
No.
Might be worth a look.
You do know these sketches aren't the answer, don't you? They're not my route out of the office.
Do you enjoy them?
Yes.
Do they give you a buzz?
Yes.
Well, do more. Stop overanalyzing everything to the point of turning your body into a ball of knots and do more of what makes you happy. It's really not that complicated.
Okay, fair enough.
Good. Now go to sleep. Oh, and by the way, Josephine was wrong about the video only serving your interests. On Tuesday, she's going to find out that sales have risen 89% since you reposted it.
Really? 89%? That's really good, isn't it? Wow. Wait a minute, how do you know that?
I read next week's script.
Wow, you're keen.
Well, I like to get ahead.
See, that's why I wanted you for the role of Roberta. You know, you show great, what's that word again, where you kind of seize control?
Initiative?
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, good night, Michael.
Right.
So remember, the next time you're considering a change in the quality and design of your kitchen worktop, turn to us.
Great. And at that point, we'll have a massive hand coming down to turn you on.
To do what?
To turn you on, because you're a tap.
Oh, right. That's very clever. You should be a writer for a living.
Thank you. Michael Spicer, Before Next Door, was written by me, Michael Spicer, and starred me, with Ellie Taylor, Joanna Neary, Greg Johnson, Kyle Smith-Bino and Peter Curran. It was produced by Matt Tiller and was a Starstruck Media production for BBC Radio 4.